And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint Ambrose. One of Ambrose's biographers once wrote that at the Last Judgment, people would be divided between those who admired Ambrose and those who disliked him. He was a man of action who cut a furrow through the lives of his contemporaries. Even royalty were numbered amongst those who were to suffer crushing divine punishments for standing in Ambrose's way. Yet there is another side of Ambrose, one which influenced St. Augustine, whom he converted. Augustine found the oratory of Ambrose less soothing and entertaining, but far more learned than that of any of other contemporaries. Ambrose's sermons were often modelled on Cicero, and his ideas betrayed the influence of contemporary thinkers and philosophers. He had no scruples in borrowing at length from pagan authors. He gloried in the pulpit in his ability to parade his spoils, taken over from pagan philosophers. His sermons, his writings, and his personal life reveal him as an otherworldly man involved in the great issues of his day. The influence of Ambrose on Augustine will always be open for discussion. The Confessions reveal some manly, brusque encounters between Ambrose and Augustine, but there can be no doubt of Augustine's profound esteem for the learned bishop. Neither is there any doubt that Monica loved Ambrose as an angel of God who uprooted her son from his former ways and led him to his convictions about Christ. It was Ambrose, after all, who placed his hands on the shoulders of the naked Augustine as he descended into the baptismal fountain to put on Christ. I am Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.